Welcome to Weekend with Wiser. I'm your host, Nanette Wiser. And thanks to Sea Dog Brewing in Treasure Island for underwriting this show. And let's go. So let's go. It's spring. And the Spring Break Bounce Bash is going on at DK Farms in Largo. Three bounce houses, hay rides, and a new maze, a pedal cart racetrack, outdoor games, and so much more. Gulfport Art in the Yard is this weekend, 10 to 4. It's a community art sale. Artwork is created by individual artists. It's a grassroots event sponsoring by the city and organized by a few artists. We'll be stopping by to see Fiona Frenchet at the Brenda McMahon Gallery tomorrow, the 22nd. Also going on is the John C. Pass Seafood Festival next weekend, March 28th through 30th. It's free admission. It's in John's Pass. It's incredible. It's established in 1980. The festival has evolved. It has seafood, live music, arts and crafts, children's activities, and charitable events that support community partners. And Dunedin Highland Games, mark your calendars for April 5th for that. April 5th for the third annual Gulfport Golf Classic. And Mainsail Art Festival on April 5th through 6th. So, buckle up. It's going to be a wild ride. There's a lot to do. Let's start with music. Music is always fun. The Bildheimer Capitol Theater Electric Light Orchestra Experience, March 21st, 22nd is Andy Grammer Monster Tour. March 23rd, the Irish Tenors. March 25th, Cowboy Bebop Live. March 28th, the Billy Joel Legends, the Lords at 52nd Street. March 29th through 30th, Leonid and Friends. April 1st, Rick Wakeman. April 4th, the Simon and Garfunkel Story. Rosemary and Thyme, baby, Rosemary and Thyme. April 5th, Lauren Morgan and Pam Tillis. April 9th, Shamrock Tenors. And finally, Capitol Theater on April 10th, Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees. Over at Amelia's Arena, we have Disney on Ice, March 21st through the 23rd. American Stage will be debuting Hair on March 26th through April 27th. Our friend Steve Jordan will be tackling that interview. Stay tuned for that. There's still more. So over at Central Park Performing Arts Center, you've just closed the Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. But coming up this weekend is, yes, Almost ABBA. Oh, Mamma Mia, March 21st. March 23rd, Damn Straight, a tribute to George Strait. March 27th, Jay and the Americans. March 29th, Familia de Flamingos. March 29th, also Melissa Rico. April 2nd, Young Guns. Here's one of my favorites, An Evening with Branford Marsalis on April 3rd. April 4th in Central Park's Largo, Graham Bunhay of the Marco Mendoza Band. April 5th, Evening of Contemporary Jazz. April 10th for Love of Money, Huey Lewis and the Eddie Money Tribute. April 11th, Oh My Heart Throb, Be Still, Ricky Nelson Remembered, and April 13th in Hen House Prowlers, all at Central Park Performing Arts Center. The Eckerd College International Film Series continues on the 28th with Dahomey. On April 4th, the 2024 Sundance Film Festival Short Film Tour, April 11th, an unfinished film. The 8 o'clock theater, we'll get back to that in a little bit. Floridian Social, well, go see the boys, Brian Hughes and the crew, on Sunday, every Sunday evening, March 29th, they'll be there. It's always fun. Usually Boho Social is there in the afternoon. Coming up at the Francis Wilson Playhouse in Clearwater is the Sunshine Boys, April 3rd through the 13th. And Foreclosure is coming up next at the Freefall Theater. Our very own Matthew McGee will be starring in it, and he will be in studio with us, so stay tuned for that. Over at Greenlight Cinema, Silence Synced, Buster Keaton, Sherlock Jr., the 22nd through the 23rd, 26th through the 27th, IFAS, a baseball film, the 22nd, 25th, 26th at Greenlight, No Other Land, April 4th through 6th, 8th through 10th, The Friend, and the Transgender Film Festival is going on now. If you love dancing, well, check out my next story in Paradise News, April. I'll give you 101 places that you can shake your booty. And one of my favorite places to shake my booty is Janice Live. Let's see what's going on there. On April 22nd, the Taylor Party. March 22nd. March 26th, Explosions in the Sky. March 27th, Maioli. March 28th, yes, mark your calendars for this. Big Head Todd and the Monsters. And also another incredible band. March 31st to April 1st, Violent Femmes. It goes on and on. So let's see what is at New Tampa Performing Arts Center. It's a ways to go. It's a beautiful new center, opened last year. Right now, the 21st through the 22nd, the Tampa City Ballet presents Don Quixote. The March 28th through April 6th, one of my favorite Sondheims, Into the Woods. So catch it up there. That's a lot of fun. The Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center, March 29th, Rhinestone Cowboys, Legendary Ladies of Country. Ruth Eckert Hall, always a great time. On the 21st, Get the Lead Out, the American Led Zeppelin. The 22nd, Live with Jake Shane. The 23rd, Oldies Spectacular. The 25th of March, Stomp. And oh boy, can't wait to see this, Mean Girls, the Tina Fey musical, on the 27th. On the 28th at Ruth Eckert Hall, is an acoustic evening with Trey Anastasio. The month closes up with the Bronx Wanderers. And as usual, the Florida Orchestra alternates between the Haffey and the Ruth Eckert Theater. And let's talk about TFO this weekend. Yes, big, beautiful Broadway, blockbuster Broadway. The Raymond James Pops, March 23rd. Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet on the 30th. And finally, on April 5th, Vivaldi's The Four Seasons. The Florida Orchestra. If you haven't heard Victor Hulls with the Florida Orchestra, please check out his podcast with music on our new website, RadioSaintPete.com. Click on podcasts. Over at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, on the 23rd, Ricky Smiley. The 30th, Elisa Schlesinger. April 8th, Chris Tucker. And the 13th, Eddie Griffin. And, you know, the Straws just has so much stuff going on. But the two things that I'm excited about is the 23rd, as we just said, Blockbuster Broadway. And then Voices of the Community Town Hall, Meet the Media. On the 27th, Taste of the Straws, a wonderful event. The 29th, and Take the Kids on April 2nd through the 20th to Disney's The Lion King. The Bay Care Sound, also rocking. If you didn't see Diana Ross, well, that's okay. On the 25th, Little River Band. The 31st at the Sand, Roger Day. 11th of April, Chicago. 12th of April, Lane B. And the 13th, Air Supply, a 50th anniversary. So our very own Charlie Souza is with us today on Lunchtime Conversations. The Broken Hearts Tom Petty's tribute is March 28th at the Duke Energy Center for the Arts, Mahaffey Theater. 31st is BAM Fest. April 2nd, the debut of the Great Gatsby Ballet. April 5th, Vivaldi. April 9th, Kids Logic and Improv Sketch Comedy. April 11th, Angela Johnson Reyes. And April 12th, Kathleen Madigan. And over at the Palladium on the 26th, Palladium Chamber Series, the Caladori Quartet. April 28th, Randall Brambitt. And then Ken Poplawski and Ted Rosenthal Duo, the 29th. We'll tell you more about the St. Pete Jazz Festival, which is also going on at the Palladium, March 31st through the 2nd. Theater, festivals, and more. Well, of course, Valspar is this weekend at Innisbrook, and we'll tell you a little bit about the concerts that are coming up with that. The Final Four brings more than basketball to Tampa. The NCAA tournament will be going on. It comes April 3rd through the 6th. Tampa Convention Center is Attorney Town, Party on the Plaza. Then semifinal games April 4th at Amalie Arena, Women's Final Four April 5th, and Super Saturday Practice April 5th, and Super Saturday Concert April 5th, and the National Championship Game April 6th. So that's going on as well. Another thing that's been going on all month is the 2025 Bay Area Renaissance Festival, and they have had every weekend, rain or shine. It goes on and on and on. It has different themes, so check that out. Busch Gardens continues with its wine and food festival. And up this weekend, on the 21st, is Joe Nichols Country. 22nd this weekend, Luis Fonsi Latin. And the 23rd, the Commodores. There's a whole lineup. It goes through May 17th. It's not to be missed. Over at 8 o'clock Theater, Kinky Boots will debut May 2nd through 11th. Don't forget about the Imagine Museum Contemporary Glass Art that uplifts and inspires. Always has incredible events all weekend, from markets to music and more. Source of all hair, wearer of all socks, is at Creative Pinellas through April 19th. iBomb's Imagination is through May 10th, and they have a third Saturday Pinewood as well. So Valspar, wow, this is going to be so much fun. Shane Lowry, Justin Thomas, Jordan Davis. It's a really great time. Kids under 15 and under are admitted free to the tournament grounds with a paid adult. You can stroll the picturesque Copperhead course, watch the best golfers. There's a free country music concert with the purchase of a Saturday ticket, all kinds of exclusive hospitality venues, premium food and beverages, and the family fun zone is there, and there's interactive exhibits for also Valspar Championship, the 18th through the 23rd. Of course, spring training continues as well. It's been fun, and I love to go to the Phillies. That's a lot of fun. My dad used to love that, Bay Care Ballpark. The Tiki Hut is a lot of fun, so don't miss that. I want you all to get ready for hair, get your tie-dyed stuff coming. Our friend again, Steve Rorden, is going to be talking about that March 26th through April 7th. We've told you about the Palladium. Let's see what's going on at Greenlight. In addition to the baseball film Ephes, coming up after that is No Other Land, and then on the 29th and 30th, the Trans Film Fest. I have a wonderful interview with, yes, Michael Feinstein. He is going to be channeling, because of you, my tribute to Tony Bennett, Friday, April 18th. That is going to be an amazing concert. Look forward to my interview with him. Also going on at the Palladium is Bjorka Fest. It's back. Yes, it's back. I can't even believe it. We also have an interview with Ariella and Nicholas. They perform on April 9th at the Palladium. And the Tampa Bay Blues kickoff party, Ronnie Baker Books and North Mississippi All-Stars is April 10th. The Blues Festival is that weekend. Scotty Wright, the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association's concert is there on the 13th. Mark Moltrip, Exploration Jazz Big Band at the Palladium, May 1st. Simon Lasky's 50th birthday concert, May 15th. Stealing Peaches, May 23rd at the Palladium. An Allman Brothers review. And this is going to be fun. Fred Astaire Dance Fantasy, Legends and Icons, May 24th. Followed by June 6th and 8th, St. Pete Opera, Bizet's Carmen. And that will run for a couple other weekends as well. And then on the 18th, the one, the only Lou Gramm, the original voice of Foreigner. That is their new date. The Clearwater Jazz Holiday, we missed it muchly this fall thanks to Hurricane Interrupt Us. But they've got a great thing going on. There's a sunset dinner cruise supporting Clearwater Jazz Holiday Education and Outreach. That's Thursday, April 24th. And it leaves the Clearwater Beach Marina. There's hors d'oeuvres, a complimentary premium bar, a three-course gourmet dinner. You can get tickets now at clearwaterjazz.com. Please support this excellent organization. And then we wanted to tell you a couple more things. John Prine. John Prine is a legend. He did live in Gulfport for a while. Actually, Tommy Prine will be coming to town as well. But there's going to be a John Prine remembrance and celebration April 4th, April 5th, and April 6th. April 4th, it will be at the Twisted Tiki in St. Pete Beach. April 5th, day two, at North End Tap House, Gulfport, where John Prine lived. April 6th at Crooked Thumb Brewery, Safety Harbor. And then on April 18th at Skipper's Smokehouse. So all over Tampa Bay, the legendary John Prine. I'm sure that our musical director, Jay Kolb, has some things up his sleeve as well. Also new and coming up, added to the calendar, is Big Time Rush with Caitlin Tarver, July 13th. Right on time with Run the Riot, High Press, If I'm Lucky, and Bad Lunge Music Hall at New World Brewery in Tampa. Always has great music. Benice has been added to the Mahaffey for September 26th next year. Jason Aldean, October 3rd, that's going to be at Mid-Florida Credit Union. And then Tedeschi Trucks Band with Dwayne Betts and Palmetto Motel. My gosh, I cannot wait. October 12th, the Bay Care Sound. So spring into action, folks. It's Weekend with Wiser. I look forward to seeing you around town. Get up, get off the couch, and go.